Hi. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Thank you so much for asking me to speak in this meeting. So how long do I have? Is it 5 minutes? And then Alex will have 5 minutes. Is that how it works?
Up to 15 minutes, Val.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much, Janet. Thanks for organizing this. And I'm just so grateful to be here and to have been asked to speak. It's been such a journey to be with OA Footsteps. And I couldn't believe it's been 3 years. Oh my God. And what a reading that was. And exactly on point. I mean, I also couldn't believe it. I mean, I don't know who chose that reading. It's just amazing. But I'm so happy to be celebrating the birthday here, especially with Alex, because Alex is the main founder of OA Footsteps. And then this is who left the big footprints for all of us to follow. So I'm really honored, actually, to be speaking with her in this meeting. I mean, I started after Alex, but I started, I remember, oh my God, sorry, guys. I don't know what to, okay. I remembered I started on the, we had these little chat groups. I mean, we were online, but on, I don't know, it was like kind of a texting kind of messaging kind of thing. I mean, I'm sure Alex will remember that, of course, 3 years ago. And I was a big time compulsive eater. I was so desperate. I was so desperate. And then I found this group, and then I grew with this group. It was really odd how we started. And then I remember we had these special codes, and everyone was sending hugs and support. And honestly, I really needed that at the time because I was eating so compulsively. And like I said, I'm very grateful to be sharing with Alex, who is the main founder of OA Footsteps. And I mean, we started small and we just all did our part. We started on WhatsApp, and the support after those texting kind of thing that we did, then we were on WhatsApp and then we started the Zoom meeting. I don't know if I remember everything. I'm sure Alex will correct me. And then I started also my big book meeting that I do. And someone I sometimes no one would show up. I remember that. And it grew little by little. And then the pandemic hit and we had to adapt fast. But luckily, we were pretty much set up already. We had a lot of things set up because we were already a functioning kind of virtual group. And we definitely had meetings. We didn't have as many as we have today, but the pandemic hit us really hard. And then that was a scramble. We had to do a lot of service, and Alex held a lot of it, held all of us. I did my fair share of service as well, but I'm also careful not to overdo so much because as a codependent, I'm happy to be doing service, for others instead of taking care of myself. So I was also careful, but I'm still here 3 years later doing service. And without this, without OA Footstep, I would not have, recovered. Without the service that I've done throughout the years, I would not be where I am today, and I consider myself a recovered compulsive eater. We're never cured. And I do follow the big book, so we're never cured, but we can recover and have the spiritual awakening. And thanks to OA Footsteps, it's my main group, of course. It's how I recovered, and my big book study is my family, and OA Footsteps is my family. And sadly, I was in the US for a year and a half over the pandemic, and I was I mean, we just even I like OA Footstep was able to adapt faster than even my group because we just grew so fast. And I mean, we've got a lot of things in place now, and I have we have many people that do a lot of service. Like in this group, I can see 57 people. That's a lot of people in this. It must have been during the pandemic. I'm guessing it must have been over 100 for sure. And so So I moved back to Indonesia a couple months ago. So, and it's so late for me now, my big book study, and I miss my meeting. Sometimes I fall asleep during the meeting because it's so late, but I miss my family. And this is how I recovered through OA Footsteps, through the big book meeting. And even though I live in Indonesia now, you know, there's one thing that binds us all together, and that's compulsive eating. You know, no matter where we live, what we do, our social status, our income, we have one thing in common, and that's, you know, compulsive eating. And we relate to each other on that basis. And most important, what binds us together is not only that we have the same disease, but that we have discovered a common solution. So, you know, that's what keeps us together. And you know, I'm no fool. You know, I know that I've been a compulsive eater for my whole life. And no matter how many times I've had the delusion that I can act like a normal eater, I'm not, you know, and I know that I'm powerless over my compulsive eating, even though sometimes I still try to run the show. You know, I've been a control freak, control freak with food, actually, all of my life, extremely strict with what I ate or did not eat. My mental obsession was always there. You know, it was the only thing I could control in my life. My immediate family members were also all compulsive eater. Love, I mean, it was shown through food, and it was the center of attention. You know, it was the main method of communication. It remains this way up to today. I was rewarded with food for good behavior by my mom, and I was praised and acknowledged by my father for no food or restricting. So I have both. And, you know, I was never told, I was never hugged, never told I was loved. You know, I never heard I love you from my family of origin, but I did get love through food. You know, I would get treats for good grade, or if I was a good girl. And I've had these extreme control strategies all of my life, but all these strategies worked until they didn't work anymore. And my disease progressed until one day I lost complete control over my body about 5 years ago. And I lost I had a romantic breakup and I starved myself for 3 months, didn't eat just enough to survive barely. And after 3 months, I started binging. So that's just the other side of the coin, right? And so it settled in uncontrollable binging. And I couldn't even go 1 hour without food. And that's when I met, you know, that's when I started OA Footsteps. And it saved me. It literally saved me. And slowly, slowly, I started recovering, you know, going to meetings, having this strong group behind me, Alex included, who was amazing. And we've definitely, I was going to say we've definitely done our own things, but we're bound by this disease and this solution. So, what else did I want to share? I wanted to share that, happy birthday. Happy birthday, OA Footsteps. I'm so grateful for you, for all the people that do service. A lot of people have taken over from the original people. You know, I have many people in my meetings. There's many people that do the virtual intergroup. But we're still here doing our parts and doing what we love. And without you guys, there would be no OA Footsteps and I would not be recovered today. So I'm very grateful. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for that, Val.
Thanks, guys.
Alex. You're muted, Alex.
I just realized that. Thank you. Hi, I'm Alex, and I'm a compulsive eater and grateful in recovery one day at a time, and so incredibly grateful to be here this morning with you guys. Like, this is just, I got woken up with someone singing me happy birthday on the phone, and I come in and I get to dance, and Val, thank you so much for your share. You've just been such a treasure, to Footsteps and to me, and I'm just grateful to you being here. So I, about 1:30 this morning, I realized, wait a minute, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. What am I going to talk about? So I started writing, and of course, like, I'm about 7 pages later, and then I thought, and then as Gloria was reading the reading today, I just realized that that's where I have to start. So my 7 pages are kind of out the window. I might get to some of it, but we'll go back to this. But I just kind of want to go through this reading, because this reading is so important to Footsteps. It is the heart of who we are. And I want to say a shout out, especially to one of our fellows who worked really hard. She approached OA.org, and we have, by exceptional privilege by OA.org, to have today's reading from Voices of Recovery on our website. We can screen share it, we can use it in our literature, because it is the premise of everything that we stand for and this whole intergroup was built upon. And this intergroup, just to give you some history, is it started 3 years ago in this room, 293355222. The number's really short because it was before Zoom bumped up the length of the numbers of the rooms. And we had been meeting at this typewriting meeting, so you couldn't see anybody, right? You could just type. You typed at them. I think we wore our fingers to the bone in recovery, because at least we weren't eating. We were typing. But you connected. You still connected with people. We never saw them. You never got to talk to phone. We talked on the phone with a lot of them. But and after quite a few months of that level of recovery, and I was working hard over there, I joined program, and within 3 weeks I was leading meetings. On my second month, I was a rep and attending intergroup meetings of that other intergroup. And so we had our very first meeting in this room on April 14th, 2018. And there was 3 of us, and we cried when we saw each other, because we'd never seen each other in person, like face to face. So the whole meeting was just tears running down our face, right? Because we just couldn't see each other. And just to give you a little bit of my history, I've been socially isolating since 2009 because of chronic illness, because of my environmental things and stuff that goes on. I collapsed at work, wasn't able to, you know, but that contributed to my overeating and my obesity, because now I was at home for all those years before I found program. But so the 3 of us are sitting there at this meeting crying, and we just pulled out the Daily Reader to shape our meeting around that. And it was Voices of Recovery, April 14th. And I read that very first part. We gratefully follow in the footsteps of many others who have walked this way before us, and we're gratified to be making footprints of our own for others to follow. And I started bawling. I went, oh my God, you guys, that's the name of our meeting, isn't it? We'll be Footsteps. Thinking we were just one meeting. And so we now had this Zoom room, and we had one meeting a week, and we started meeting there weekly. Within a couple of weeks, one of the girls at the meeting wanted to start she started the Saturday at 7 p.m. meeting. And then I started a Sunday at 3. So there's like, now we had about 3 or 4 meetings sitting on that platform, you know, and we were tickling over. That was fine. We, you know, and a few more people joined us from, like, Val and other people from this typewriting group that we used to be on. Like, this is great, you guys. We get to see each other. And so we pulled a few over from there. And then we finally figured out that we had to actually register meetings. We didn't know anything about that. And we have to start the process of becoming an intergroup, because we're now a cluster of meetings. What's an intergroup? Like, I was actually on an intergroup committee, but I had no idea how any of this worked. Anyways, I was grateful that they were all there when I entered these doors. And I came in this morning and I just thought of that, how grateful I am. I think of that almost every single day, how grateful I am. All these people that are in the room every time I come in, I'm grateful for the founders who left the first footprints for me to follow. You know, to Bill W. and for all the very different time that the big book was written in, but the wealth of wisdom that's still stored within that book. and to Roseanne, you know, who initiated OA and wrote our prayer about putting our hands together, we recover. Like, it's just that these are the heart stones of what guide us as well. And all the people that have contributed to OA over the years. I mean, there was a time in face-to-face meetings where 50, 60 people was pretty common. But even face-to-faces had sort of depleted, you know, down to, you know, they were, this Zoom has just opened up the doors to like old-time OA, the heart of OA, what it used to be. I'm grateful for the other compulsive eaters who are willing and happy to share their experience, strength, and hope. And I'm grateful I didn't have to walk this path alone. And I tell people that, like, people go, oh, you started Footsteps. And I went, and I always feel kind of embarrassed because starting Footsteps for me was actually really selfish on my part because I needed it. It had nothing to do with, like, I've quantified that as I've gone through, because at first I was just horrified, like, oh no, like, no, I don't like accolade like that. But it was just, but what it is that I needed it and I am selfish. But part of my selfishness, I realized, is that I don't want things that doesn't help other people. Like, the things that I really want in my life have got to be things that can benefit others as well, right? Like, I'm not really about collecting for myself. Like, it really is. It's nice knowing that things that I really, truly need and want for myself can be of such benefit to the others, like leaving footprints of my own for others to follow. It's like, it's all, I'm just a footsteps girl through and through. When I think of now and I look back and I see, like, not even just looking back, I just look around me and I'm surrounded by other people leaving footsteps of their own. Like, we are not just a family. Oh my God, we're a nation. We are a nation of recovering compulsive eaters. And I'm so, so proud to be among you and to be able to carry this message to those that are still suffering, because I think we really do. We're resilient. We are strong. We are powerful, even though we each come to this in our own weakness. And we, you know, our lives are so unmanageable and we are so powerless. But then we get into this collective of others that share our hearts and share our, we are such different individuals, but yet every one of us in our hearts, there's heartstring that binds us together no matter what we go through. You know, in the course of this recovery, I've discovered that service, and yes, I think I've overdone it in service a little bit. I had to pull that back myself a little bit, and now I really do focus on service, that I'm in service to myself first. Right. So I've done some learning on that one, I have to say. But I've also learned that service is a way of putting everything that we learn and program into practice. You know, we go through all the steps, you know, and learning about our defects and letting go of things and making amendments. We go through this whole process of learning. And then we kind of, okay, what do we do with it? Service gives us a perfect channel to learn how to be effective at it, to really put this into practice and put the words into it. And my latest thing is, I've decided I'm going to be an oyster farmer. I don't laugh. Because before, if I'm an oyster, right, and I got a grain of sand in my shell, oh my God, did you hear about it? It's sore. It's cutting into me. Oh, I hate it. I don't like this feeling. Stop it. Go away. I was pretty loud with my objections and my, I am now an oyster that is blessed by that little grain of sand that gets into my shell. And because I know that my higher power is going to take that grain of sand and make it into a pearl. Only if I allow it to, right, allow that to happen, right? I can stop the process if I want, but why would I do that? Because I'm going to get a pearl out of this. So I have learned that even some of the more difficult circumstances, and when you think about it, we're putting a whole contingent of people, all with their own compulsive behaviors, their own brands of perfectionism. We all come to this with our, you know, there's bound to be conflicts. There's bound to be difficulties that arise in the type of service that we do together. But oh my God, the blessings of that, you know, I figure when I leave this lifetime, I'm going to be dripping in pearls. And I am going to love and cherish every single one of them. And I'm so grateful for every lesson now. I look back on it now and I think, I mean, there's definitely friends, fellows that I've made that they'll be friends for the rest of my life and dearly, but there's also the ones that were challenging that I'm just as blessed to have those in my life. Like we all are part of something greater than ourselves. And each of us is a blessing. Each of us is a gift. And I am so grateful for every single gift that this program has brought to myself and made possible for every single person. That, do you know that we have almost, I think last time I checked, we're sort of sitting between 700 to 900 people a day using Footsteps meetings. Like, it's crazy the numbers of people that are coming through our doors that we are able to share these gifts with. And I just love that I've been a part of it. And I love that I've been able to contribute to that. And I don't think I said a single word off of my 7 pages that I wrote earlier, but probably just as well. It would have been wah, wah, wah. Instead. I just, yeah. I'm not sure what my time's like now. I think I'm running out of steam here. So
you have 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay, let me see if I can grab something from. Do you want to know how I came to OA? 2 minutes, I could do that. Okay. So my Nana had passed, and during her celebration of her life, I couldn't be there because I was so estranged from my family. It was videoed and I got to see it later. But one of the things that came up during the celebration was my Nana's love of her daily readers. And I remembered this card that she'd given to me when I was 19. And it suddenly became really important for me to find this card again. The one I had was lost and gone. So I was searching online. And all I could remember is it said something about not being a mental loafer and doing something nice for someone without them finding out. And I remember trying so hard to do all those things, and I could barely do one a day, if any. But in the search for that card, I discovered, oh my God, I have compulsive behaviors. Oh, does that make me an alcoholic? Of course, I hadn't drunk for about 10 years. But I figured I must be an alcoholic because everything I read about compulsive behaviors, that was me, right? So I started going to AA meetings because it just made sense, right? So I did that for about 7 days, and I was sitting at this one AA meeting, and I was close to the door because of my environmental stuff. And there had been a birthday party the night before, and they piled all this food out on the table beside me, right? And they said, help yourself. And I went, thank you very much. And they all went to the middle of the room. I had to sit by the door because of my environmental things. And I spent the rest of the meeting calculating who was looking over at me, how many times they looked at me, how many little pieces of food I could take off the table without them seeing, and stuffing it in my mouth without them seeing. And there were 7 of them. I had it all calculated. Like, that was my it was just, My cheeks were like chipmunk jowls, you know. I was just so full of food, and I'm sitting there trying to eat this without being noticed. And I'm looking at the slogans on the wall, and then my eyes drop down to the bulletin board, and there's a poster. Are you an overeater? And in that moment, I didn't even know there was such a thing. I had no idea that I could have a compulsion of overeating until that moment. And the proof was literally in my mouth in the moment. So the poster was talking about a meeting that happened in that room the next day, and I got myself to that meeting, and it was my Nana's birthday, August the 3rd. And on that day, I gave up two of my red light foods that I've never gone back to. And then over the course of that week, I've started building more and more on an abstinence that I've never, I refuse to lose my abstinence because I want to always celebrate my Nana's birthday and know that my Nana brought me here and brought this all together. Because, so that date is cherished to me, not just because it's my abstinence, but because it's my Nana just looking out for me and sitting up there. So that's how I think of it. That's how I can go away. I think that's my time probably now, but I just want to say thank you guys so much for having me here. I'm so grateful to every one of you. I'm so grateful to, let's big shout out to Claire and Janet and all the security people, everybody that's doing so much service here today and for the birthdays and every single one of you. Oh my God. Like, I don't know all of your faces, but I know all your hearts. And I love every single one of you for being here this morning. So thank you so much. Sorsha, oh my God, I see all these faces. It's so crazy. I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. And thank you, Val. So now we have time for you to share with us